News Talk 1120 KMOX. I'm Paul Harris. Proud to have you along every afternoon from 2 until 6. And this, of course, is Super Tuesday, the day it comes down on the Democratic side to Senator Barack Obama or Senator Hillary Clinton. And Senator Obama joins me live now here on KMOX. Senator, how are you today?
Paul, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was talking earlier in the show with the listeners who had not made up their minds until they walked into the polling place this morning. And, of course, we still have a few hours left for people to do that. What would you tell them is the reason they should vote for you if they haven't made up their minds yet?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of economic trouble out there. People are trying to hang on to their homes or find a decent job or keep up with the cost of living and the rising cost of health care and a college education. And I've spent 20 years working on behalf of working families, first as an organizer, helping steel workers get back on their feet after they've been laid off, then working as a civil rights attorney and a state legislator, providing health care to people who didn't have it, tax breaks to people who needed it. And that's what I've done at the United States Senate. So I think that what we need is somebody who can bring the country together, push back against the special interests and lobbyists that dominate Washington, and actually get something done, and also appeal to independents and Republicans who are disenchanted. And that's what I've been able to do in these first four contests. That's what I think I can do for the country.
When you talk about the economy, what can a president really do about the economy, which I think tends to be cyclical in this country? A president can't lower the price of gas. A president can't pay off somebody's home when they're on the verge of foreclosure. What could you do that would change people's personal economies?
Well, I'll give you three specific examples. Number one, we can take tax breaks away from companies that are shipping jobs overseas or maintaining tax havens and put those tax breaks to work in the pockets of working families. I've proposed an offset on the payroll tax, about $1,000 for every family if you're making less than $75,000, and eliminating income tax for seniors who make less than $50,000. That's a concrete bread and butter issue that can really help. Number two, providing health care for everybody who needs it. That is something that is a huge cost for a lot of families, and we need to set up a system where if you don't have health care, you can buy a plan similar to the plan I have as a member of Congress, and if you can't afford that, then we'll subsidize you. And if you have health insurance, we'll lower your premiums working with your employer. And the third thing is college education. I've proposed a $4,000 tuition credit every student every year in exchange for national service. All these things I pay for by eliminating programs or tax breaks that aren't working, so they pay for themselves, but it means that the economy is more in balance and we're helping working families with the rising costs that they're experiencing.
When you talk to people as you travel across the country, do they talk about the economy more than Iraq?
They do right now. I think that people are still deeply concerned about Iraq. They understand that it hasn't worked, and they're concerned about the $9 billion we're paying every month that could be used to invest in infrastructure here in the United States of America. But the economy is something that is pressing down on people right now, where they live. And that's one of the reasons why I think we're doing well in the last couple of weeks, because my economic proposals, I think, most directly address the concerns that people are feeling.
Your campaign has had a remarkable run thus far. What do you have to accomplish today?
Well, today I think that we need to get our share of delegates and win a few states. And I think Missouri is incredibly important. So just to finish up, I hope that everybody goes out there, cast your ballot. This is one of the most important elections in our lifetime. That's a cliche, but this time it's really true. We have to fundamentally move in a new direction, and I think Missouri is going to be critical in that process.
You saving a place in your cabinet for Claire McCaskill?
Well, I tell you what, Claire's been just terrific, as has Gene Carnahan and Russ Carnahan and Lacey Clay and Susan Monty and all the wonderful supporters that we have down in Missouri and the volunteers. So I hope that everybody turns out. I know the weather's not ideal, but nevertheless, this is an opportunity to really make some history.
Senator, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to call in this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Senator Barack Obama, there's your Democratic presidential candidate. Just a few hours to go until the polls close. This is Decision 2008 coverage here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.